I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Have you noticed how easy it is to overlook the profound importance of nature's subtle features? For example, how teeny ladybugs have a major impact on crop production and agriculture. Or how common tree leaves enable light and carbon dioxide to be absorbed from the environment for photosynthesis. It sure does help, I think, to slow things down and notice how much nature's less obvious forms do for us in our daily lives. And that's what we hear from this week's essayist, Elena Sulia.
Even though I watched it some 15 years ago, I can still vividly recall an episode of the animated PBS TV show The Magic School Bus, in which elementary school children debate their town's decision to bulldoze a swamp to build a shopping mall. Although the cartoon characters conclude that the swamp provides important services to the community, they cannot convince the town council to stop the mall project until a tree gets knocked over by lightning, blocks the swamp, and floods the city. Only then does the council recognize the value of the swamp. As a native Rhode Islander and current Brown University student studying salt marshes, I see striking parallels between the reluctance to conserve an imaginary swamp on TV and protecting salt marshes today. And I think the implications for the health of our planet are huge. I believe that salt marshes are worth their, well, salt. They buffer coastlines from storm damage, provide habitat for animals, filter water, and diversify coastlines. Yet in New England, our salt marshes are dying because of human impacts like development, which converts marshes to strip malls and housing developments, and recreational overfishing, which indirectly triggers cordgrass death and creek bank erosion. Today, swaths of marshes are crumbling into Narragansett Bay. You can see this in the marshes of Colt State Park, 100 Acre Cove, and East Greenwich. Salt marshes may not seem particularly charismatic. You may think other habitats are more conservation-worthy. But having worked in salt marshes, I believe they have their own beauty, such as in the quiet perseverance of the cordgrass and then the toughness of the roots, clinging to the mud, holding the marsh together. Whether we find an animal or a habitat charismatic or useful should not factor into its protection. We must protect all of nature, from the muddy marsh to the ungainly anglerfish, not only because they are valuable to us, but also because they are part of nature's inherent fabric. In so many ways, the future of our planet depends on our ability to sustain and restore nature. In the real world, school children will not arrive in a yellow bus to save the muddier, smellier parts of nature. There will be just you and me to choose between the marsh and the shopping mall. When the time comes, I hope we will choose the marsh.
Born and raised in North Kingstown, Rhode Island, Elena Sulia is studying biology at Brown University and is interested in becoming a marine ecology researcher and science communicator. Elena is an active rugby player, blogger, poet, and pianist. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.